Good afternoon and welcome to the American Bankers Association podcast. My name is Sam Lisker and I lead our business intelligence and innovation team within ABA's Office of Member Engagement. Today it's my pleasure to welcome Keyvan Alakhani, CEO and co-founder of Compliance AI. Keyvan is with us today to talk about Compliance AI's regulatory change management solution. Welcome, Keyvan, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Nice meeting you and nice talking to you.
So tell us, what trends are you seeing in the enforcement space?
You know, it's a good telltale sign, right, of agencies' tendencies in terms of enforcing and the rules that are available. We, at Compliance Study, I take a close look at violations, penalties, respondents, and, of course, agencies. Who's being fined for what purpose? And what is the penalty that is being specified for them? And of course, 2019, you saw basically the same diversity you'd expect around securities, mortgage lending, ABAC deposits, crowdfunding, and broker-dealer type topics, and of course, more generalized topics. But agencies continuing to enforce rules, you know, and what we're seeing more and more is companies becoming interested in tracking enforcement actions as an indicator for them in terms of what's coming up, where are the agencies spending more of their time in terms of enforcement actions. And, oh, by the way, for a product or jurisdiction that you were expanding on, what are the state-level agencies doing in terms of enforcement actions? So we're seeing both a stronger interest in terms of knowing who's getting fined due to what violations and what are the penalties. We're also seeing the topic classification of why the enforcement action was handed down, what business or operational topic does it map to. And finally, the cross-jurisdiction differences in terms of operating in a specific state or a specific jurisdiction and seeing a stronger willingness by that state regulator to enforce certain rules or regulations. We're seeing companies more and more interested in tracking that and, of course, helping them make better decisions as a result of that.
Can you tell us, how can risk and compliance professionals use enforcement actions to stay ahead of regulatory trends?
Yeah, I mean, think of the vast number of rules and regulations, and a good place specifically for mid-sized organizations that don't necessarily have the resources or the time to go through every single minutia and every single detail of a rule. Enforcement actions are a great indicator of where are the agencies most active in terms of where are they most interested in terms of the rules that have been enacted in acts and, of course, the bills and statutes and everything else that's out there. So by looking at the trends, they not only get a very good view of where the violations are happening, it's an indicator for them from a product development perspective, from a business development perspective, from an acquisition M&A perspective, and also a good indicator from a horizon scanning perspective. So knowing what's happening helps you form a much better opinion on what product to develop, what to launch and what not to launch, which companies to work with and which ones to avoid, and also which jurisdictions are easier for products that you're planning versus the others. It helps all around on the development lifecycle of the organization. It's not limited really to risk management function. It carries itself all the way to product management and business development as well.
Right. Yeah, I understand. So how has RegTech transformed the typical day of a compliance officer responsible for covering financial crimes enforcement?
Yeah, I mean, think about in the absence of automation, the absence of simple analytics and trending information and insights, as a compliance professional, you would be inundated with both federal, independent, state-level, international-type enforcement actions that you would have to review, first of all, collect, extract the key information that helps you make better decisions, such as those key pieces of metadata that we talked about, you know, who was fined, what was the penalty, what were the violations, and how does that relate to a business or operational topic you care about. And so in the absence of a solution that we would put under the RegTech umbrella as an example, you would have this work manual, tedious, super expensive, and error-prone on an ongoing basis, both from data collection, normalization, extraction of key data, classification, and then finally be at a point that you can use that insight to make a decision. Well, RegTech promise and delivery is that the monitoring, the normalization, the detection, the notification alerting is now made available to these compliance and risk professionals and now they can spend the majority of their day, to your point about a day in the life of, right, on analyzing and finding, well, how the heck does this relate to my business and how do I react and respond to it versus the plumbing work of collecting, normalizing, and extracting key data. So RecTech really comes as an efficiency, I would say, enabler, but also the scalability enabler, where now you can handle a lot more data. You know, if we think of the avalanche or tsunami of content that comes out in the form of regulatory changes and enforcement actions, now you have a way that it helps you really stay not only abreast of the velocity, the volume, the pace, the type of violations, but also to, I would say, filter it down to say, yeah, there's a lot of noise out there. 80% of it does not relate to me. And I didn't have to read 100% of it to find out that 80% didn't relate to me. From the get-go, I was only subject to reading and analyzing 20% of the content that was, in fact, highly relevant to me and my business. So RecTech's impact is both, as I said, an efficiency in terms of the volume of content that needs to be monitored, but also scalability to be better prepared for things to come and changes as they occur. We're seeing more and more complexity in terms of topics, in terms of products, in terms of regulations. It's not getting any easier. The volume is going up. The complexity is picking up. The cross-jurisdictional contradictions and contrasts are getting more and more diverse. You know, so as a result, the idea of keep throwing bodies at the problem and trying to solve this through a manual approach is simply not scalable. And so RecTech really comes to the rescue and provides that level of streamlining and automation for compliance and risk professionals.
Right. And I would also guess that you know, the level of accuracy you're getting by the use of these tools is much greater, it's a cost effective solution as well. Would you say that's true?
No. Yeah. Imagine just for a second that you're trying to solve this problem at a silo within your own bank, within your own compliance team. And now zoom out and say, why? Am I doing this?
Right.
Why not instead use a set of solutions that do that at scale across a significantly larger volume of documents with a more set of, let's say, specialized and purpose-built tools that are specifically going to do this work for me? So imagine that all of the financial service organizations put their resources together and start using services that's not really an intellectual property to collect content, to extract key data, to normalize it, to come up with the trending information. That's not something that differentiates me as a financial services organization. It's really how I react to that. What do I
right.
do when I have that type of insight and intel? And really, RecTech provides that kind of flexibility and you know, brings that kind of efficiency into the organization. So yeah, absolutely. I think that on average, organizations using RecTech to its full potential can achieve, I would say, close to 30-35% efficiency
wow.
over current methods and manual methodology that we've seen is being used, epidemically speaking, throughout the banking,
yeah.
financial service, and insurance organization.
Well, and what's really interesting is, as a bank looks to use these tools to improve that efficiency, the banks that don't use it are really going to get left behind, right? Because you're competing with other competition that are using these tools effectively. And so if you're doing something manually, you know, compared to someone who's doing it in an automated way, you're getting left in the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the good news. If we were having this conversation 7 years ago, there would be a good level of healthy skepticism towards automation, the use of software
right.
as a service, artificial intelligence, machine learning in general. Well, fast
yeah.
forward 2018-19, and we're seeing two very important trends. One is that as I've been in my role talking to chief compliance officers, risk officers, to our advisors, to current and former regulators, the feeling is not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, that compliance
right.
officers are looking at how and when should we take advantage of RecTech, at what capacity within our organization. And that's really good news that we're seeing that survey after survey, conversation after conversation, that where SaaS used to be a major no-no, let's just say, in the financial industry
right.
a decade ago, now it's almost expected, even from multi-trillion dollar financial service organizations that look forward to it and welcome the ability to be up and running within seconds, not have to go through massive installation and deployments, take advantage of automation so they don't have to necessarily use very expensive human capital for mundane, recurring, and frankly, tedious tasks. And so that's right. One side of it. And the second side, which is very good, is we're seeing agencies and regulatory authorities actually encouraging and asking for their constituents, for their clients, for their, let's say, you know, the banks, the financial services organizations, the fintech companies, and the advisors and insurance companies to actually look for any and all opportunities to bring in automation and RegTech into their organization. Of course, all of that comes with a set of, reasonable and I would say almost commonsensical expectations. It needs to be auditable. It needs to be explainable. It needs to be transparent. It needs to be, as you said, needs to be, these organizations need to be able to influence what they're getting, and they need to be able to have complete visibility. They can't point to the machine and see the machine did it when an auditor shows up. They have to take advantage of their team. So with those caveats or with those characteristics in mind, a RegTech solution is being both endorsed by their regulated companies and also their regulators themselves. And that's a trend that I think is going to continue in a nice way into 2020.
Great. Well, Kellis, so is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about Compliance AI's regulatory change management solution? And most importantly, how can they learn more about Compliance AI?
Absolutely. One thing that we've done is provide access to our solution for free without needing even to register at pro.compliance.ai, pro.compliance.ai, or go to our website and take a look at all the free reports that we provide that give you a sense of enforcement actions on a weekly basis across the entire regulatory bodies that all the regulatory bodies that we include, and also take advantage of the pro.compliance.ai link to actually kick the tires on the product and use it to run enforcement action reports and do searches that help you get a better understanding of what's going on, look at our trend analysis and insight to look at pace, volume, and velocity across the regulatory framework. In other words, we think that RegTech solutions should be that transparent and should allow for that level of ease of use for users to be able to assess that very quickly, see if it's for them. And based on that, then come talk to us. We attend many of the ABA events and look forward to having conversations and improving our product to become much more useful and serve the financial community more effectively.
Well, that's great. Well, Kayvon, thanks for being with us this afternoon and for allowing us to learn more about Compliance AI.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.